Yo, what up everybody out there? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. Episode 18. This is episode 18 of the podcast, man. I want to thank all my listeners, subscribers out there for, you know, tuning in every week and listening, man. I appreciate you guys. I really do. Thank you for that. It means everything to me. The last podcast was long. I know a lot of people was like, man, this shit is long, like, you know what I mean? But I had my brother on and, you know, he was the first guest on the podcast, so I knew it was going to be a longer podcast, you know what I mean? But I still wanted to have a lot of meaning, and, you know, I wanted people to get a lot of value from it. So, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, but I'll make them shorter from now on, because I know people don't want to, you know, sit there and listen to somebody for an hour or whatever, you know what I mean? So, but I appreciate you guys for listening. Everybody that did tune in and listen to it, I appreciate you guys. So thank you for that. So let's jump into today's show. Today, I wanted to talk about just knowing who you are as a person, man, and loving yourself. You got to love yourself for who you are. I think a lot of people get it confused. I think a lot of people aren't happy with who they are. They're not comfortable in their own skin. And there's a problem with that. You know, there's a big problem with that. You got to be comfortable with who you are. And you got to appreciate the things that you have. I think a lot of people aren't comfortable with who they are because, you know, they're worried about flaws and things of that nature. But, you know, soon, everybody's flaws are going to be put on the table in the next 10 to 15 or 20 years from now. I mean, now it's starting to happen already. You know, people are being exposed for certain things. And when you realize that everybody has flaws, then you become more comfortable, you know, with who you are. You know, you get more comfortable with yourself and being in your own skin. And that's my whole point, you know, for today's podcast. Be comfortable in your own skin, man. Be comfortable with who you are. You got to realize that, you know, being a human being is a true blessing. Being able to wake up every morning and do what you love to do is a real blessing, man. Like, I don't take anything for granted. I never did and I never will. I'm grateful for my place in life. I'm grateful for the things that I have. And I'm going to work hard for the things that I want to achieve or the goals that I have set for myself. You know, I have targets that I want to hit. I have goals that I'm after, and I know I'm going to be able to accomplish these goals because I'm focused on it. I have tunnel vision with the shit that I want to do. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, be grateful for what you have. Be appreciative of the things that you have, because in the blink of an eye, you could lose everything. You might not have anything tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised for anybody. You know, we're not promised, you know, to see another day. So be grateful with what you have and work hard for the things that you want in life. If there's certain things that you want, you got to work really hard. You know what I mean? It's hard work, man. It's hard getting up every day and doing certain things that you don't want to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what I do. I love inspiring people. I love motivating people. I love helping people through my words and through my content. You know what I mean? I love that. But some days are harder than others. That's true. Some days are harder than others. And certain days are harder to deal with than other days. And I have my days where things are going pretty good. I have my days where things are going really good. Everything is working fine. And then there's those days where it's not working out so great. And I got to get back on my grind. I got to get back on my hustle. And there's times where I want to give up. I've said this plenty of times before. I've wanted to give up. I think about that from time to time. I'm only human, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a human being, like everybody else. I want to give up, but I keep going because I truly believe in what I'm doing. My confidence and my belief in what I'm doing every single day is growing every single day. And I know that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the thing that I was put here to do. I'm doing the thing that God put me here to do every single day, and I do it to the best of my ability. You know what I mean? So I don't understand, you know, where the confusion is with a lot of people not doing whatever it is they want to do. You know, I mean, there's so many people that just want the shit overnight, man, and it's not going to happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. If you believe in God like I do and understand how this thing works and having faith in God, God is going to give you what you need. He's not going to give you what you want when you want it. He's working off of his own time. He's not working on anybody else's time. So you can say you want some, or you want, you could pray then, but there's a lot of people that pray, but they think that, you know, they're going to get that thing that they prayed for the next day. And no, it doesn't happen that way, man. That's not how it works. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be comfortable with who you are, man. Like, know that you're blessed every single day. Every day you wake up, if things aren't working out for you, if things aren't going the way you want them to go, you got to be able to look past that, look beyond, and see that you're actually more blessed than you realize. A lot of people just don't realize it. And, you know, like I said, I don't take anything for granted. I'm truly grateful for everything that I have. I'm grateful for the family I have. You know, my daughter, my girlfriend, you know, everybody that's in my life that has helped me, you know, at some point or another in my life, you know, get to this place I'm at now. I'm grateful for them, man. I'm truly grateful. I'm eternally grateful for them, because if it wasn't for the things that I went through, I don't know if I would be doing this right now. So everything that happened in my life, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. I truly believe in that wholeheartedly. I truly believe that everything that happens in your life happens for a reason. Whether it's good or bad, it was supposed to happen that way, because it's just a lesson learned. You're learning something from it. You know, some people don't learn from things that happen to them. I learn from everything. Any mistake or anything that happens, you know, especially mistakes, I learn from it. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my whole spiel on just being comfortable with who you are. And once you understand that and wrap your head around that, then things will start working for you. Things will become better for you in your life once you realize that you're blessed and you're the person that you're supposed to be. God, he crafted you perfectly in his image. And once you realize that, once you realize that other people have flaws and nobody's perfect, things will start clicking for you. I promise they will. All right, so I just wanted to get that message out there today, man. That's all I got for y'all today. I hope you guys enjoy this message. And, you know, you can find me on Instagram at Julius29345. I got a lot of content on there. Twitter, same name. YouTube, just type in Julius Sanders. You know, I'm all over the place. Snapchat, you know, same thing. First and last name, Julius Sanders. You know, I'm on there. I'm everywhere. So, you know, if you're looking for good content and, you know, you're looking for things, you know, that are going to inspire you and motivate you, then, you know, check me out, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to uplift people. I'm here to inspire people. I'm here to motivate people. I'm here to let people know that it's okay to be flawed, because everybody's flawed. We all have our ups and downs in life. We all have things going on. We all have obstacles that we're trying to get around or get over or bust through. You know, we have barriers that, you know, we're trying to, you know, maneuver around. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, it's a part of life. But the main thing is, you can't ever give up. Don't ever give up. No matter how hard things get, no matter how tough things get, No matter how much you want to quit or give up or stop what you're doing, don't ever stop. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give yourself a reason to want to give up. All right. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. Thank you for everybody that tunes in and listens every single week. Everybody that subscribed to the YouTube channel, everybody that pays attention and watches on Instagram, everybody that looks at all my shit on Twitter, on all the social networks, I appreciate you. You know, whether you say negative things about me or positive, or if you like something or if you comment, I appreciate everything, any type of interaction from anybody. So thank you for that. I love you guys, and you know, hope you just keep going forward with your life. Keep crushing it. Keep chasing after your dreams. Keep going after your goals and never ever give up. All right. I love y'all. Be blessed and be great. Peace.